Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Acts, chapter number 18, beginning in verse number 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently of the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Here we have the account of Apollos, a Jew. We are told much about him, but one of the things that we must take note of initially is that it is said that he was mighty in the Scriptures. This man had a way with words and was able to speak what knowledge he had to the convincing of those listening to him. Apollos knew the Scriptures, and he knew the way of the Lord. He had a fervency for the proclaiming of the way of the Lord as he knew it, but we are told his knowledge and understanding was limited. He was faithfully serving the Lord as best he could, but there was still some understanding he needed to perfect or complete his knowledge and thus his understanding. He was a very intelligent person, I believe, by the wording of these statements about his life. He was a faithful person, he was a fervent person, but he just needed a little more knowledge and understanding. As we come to the end of the chapter, we are told that as he was discipled by Priscilla and Aquila, he grew in his knowledge and understanding so much so, in verse 28 we're told, he mightily convinced the Jews and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. There are two things here this morning that caused me to stop and muse for a minute about his life. First, discipleship. No one is ever too big or too far along in their faith to have someone help them grow stronger and more knowledgeable in the way of the Lord. Apollos impressed me because he was willing to allow Priscilla and Aquila to take him and disciple him. He could have allowed pride to get in the way, but he humbled himself and he opened his heart and his mind to that in which they taught him. The second thing that I noticed here was that when he went out to convince the lost that Jesus was the Christ, he used the Scriptures, not his opinion, not the words of people. He had to have taken the discipleship he received and studied the Scriptures to give himself the foundation he needed for his beliefs so that he could convince people from the Word of God. I fear we too often rely on man's words and teachings primarily instead of relying on the Word of God. There have been times that someone will come to me and give me their thoughts on a doctrine they hold. I will ask, where do you find that in Scripture? I must be open to being taught, but don't try to give me what you think is the way of the Lord more perfectly if you have to apply a person's name or their book or their preaching to prove your position. We must always be learning and growing in the Scriptures. We should be willing to allow others to help us with knowledge and understanding that we are lacking and that they show us, though, from the Holy Scriptures. Apollo impressed me this morning, and I had to stop and muse a minute on this account of his life. So let me leave you with this one last verse for today, 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.